It's us.
Hi.
We're the podcasters.
It's us. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Sam.
We're the Sibs. And you're listening to Swift and Swigs with Sibs.
That's right. This is the podcast where a brother and a sister discuss two of their favorite things, Taylor Swift and cocktails.
Every episode, we will choose a song from Taylor Swift's 200-plus song catalog. We'll each pair a cocktail with that song, and then we will break down our favorite musical mixology moments. Hey, Sam, are we ready for it?
I think we are.
You want me to get started?
I think you just did for the both of us.
I think I just did.
Merry Christmas. Oh, you know what we don't have, Rachel, is sleigh bells.
I have some downstairs.
You know, we'll just imagine it.
Okay.
But hello, listeners. Hello, Swiggies. Merry freaking Christmas.
Merry Swiftmas, actually. Today is a special day. And the Swifty world.
Yeah.
To us. To past Sam and Rachel. Because the current Sam and Rachel, it's December 22nd, right?
Okay, wow. Way to really confuse these people. have I been swigging my cocktail already? Because my brain is being thrown for a loop right now with what you just said, Rachel.
What I'm saying is today is December 13th.
Happy birthday to you, Taylor.
We are standing here with a cake. Not really.
I think it's fun that Taylor Swift's fans, we celebrate her birthday in a way that no other artist's fans celebrate the artist's birthday. There is just something so special about Taylor Swift's birthday. I think it's a big part of it has to do with A, we love her, but B, the number 13 is such a relevant number in the Taylor Swift cinematic universe that we're all well aware of what her birthday is. And she also usually does like a pretty special thing on her birthday. This year, the special thing was that she made the Eras Tour movie available to all of us to rent. Mm-hmm. And that we will hopefully do, Rachel, when we are together at our parents' house on Christmas.
We have to.
No matter what, happy birthday, Taylor. Thank you for giving us this gift.
I love it. I think another thing that like makes this day so special for Swifties is because like Taylor makes it a big deal. She's very proud of her birthday. It means a lot to her that people are with her on her birthday, as we learned in last week's episode.
Yes.
And
yes.
I am a big birthday person. You are a big birthday person. I know that there's some people who just like don't really like their birthday, and that's fine. Like you can celebrate yourself other days. I understand. We all have weird things. But I love it when people are birthday people because I love celebrating people. I love getting excited. I love it.
You too. So, yes, happy birthday, Taylor. And to everybody else listening, this episode is the last episode you will be getting before Christmas. So Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, happy holidays. If you don't celebrate any holidays, happy day. You're getting a new episode of Swift and Sibs podcast today. Happy day. Let's move on into this episode, Rachel. You know, on the note of the Eras Tour being available for us to rent, I haven't brought this up, but we are well aware that the Reputation Stadium Tour on Netflix is going away.
And so sad.
I think we need to have a moment of silence for that. She did something bad, Rachel. She pulled it from Netflix. If you know anything about me, and I think you know a couple of things about me, I love the Reputation Stadium Tour on Netflix. I watch that at least 2 times a day, every day. sometimes more. It is one of those things that I put on to cook, to get things done, to do homework. I'm not a student. To clean the house. I don't really clean my house. My point is, I put this on in the background and then just end up watching it every single time. So I am so devastated that it is leaving Netflix.
Yeah.
I'm not okay. I think what I'll do is set up a camcorder just like the home videos and Christmas Tree Farm music video and just record Well, I still have it on my TV, the Reputation Stadium Tour. That way I can watch it forever and ever. So
yeah, bootleg it, Sam.
Taylor Swift, if you're listening, I plead that you convince whoever's in charge of the whatever's available on Netflix. I plead you to convince them to leave it up forever. I would pay an extra 99 cents a month, if that meant. But that's about all I'm willing to pay. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. I'm very sad. We've had that news for a while now, but I haven't talked about it because I haven't come to terms with it. But it's now like about that time. So
I will keep you in my thoughts and prayers. I just want to remind you that at least a consolation prize is Taylor's version Reputation is coming. So
I know
maybe
I
there's
well
a
aware.
Connection between the two. Like maybe there's a reason.
Maybe
I just you've got something to look to live for, Sam. You have something to look forward to.
Thank you for reminding me that life is truly worth living.
There is hope around the corner.
You are so right.
Mm-hmm. Sam, what else do you have to discuss? Because I have a fun game I want to play.
Oh, I'm excited for your fun game.
Okay, Sam. So I don't know if you saw this on Instagram. And I don't know when this aired, but Jeopardy had a category called Also a Taylor Swift Song.
Mm,
and
love it.
First of all, the contestants were terrible.
They were. No, I have seen this, Rachel. They were so – all of my friends sent this to me on Instagram. Have you seen this? And I was like, yeah. And I could do so much better.
Side note, it's also so cute when everyone like sends you Taylor Swift things. As
they think that I don't know.
They think that you haven't seen it yet. I get this all the time. And I love it. I appreciate it. It's always so cute. And I'm always like, yeah, of course I saw that.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's just give it a try. Okay.
So like pick a Taylor Swift song and then say like.
At random. And then like okay. it, instead of Christmas Tree Farm, it would be like a place you might go on the day after Thanksgiving to get an evergreen.
Oh, because it's also Taylor Swift's song. Got it. Okay.
Right?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
What is Law & Order Special Victims Unit?
Also Taylor Swift's song. Uh-huh. What is No Body, No Crime?
Yes! That one was a bit of a stretch.
That's not really a good one, Rachel. You should have said, what is Habeas Corpus? Or... What a special victim. You would be booted off of Jeopardy with that.
Okay, I did this all wrong too, because I'm not supposed to say what is. You're supposed to say what is.
But it's gotta be more specific than Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Okay, fine. I'll start over. New one. This is when you can't stand anyone anymore. No.
What is tolerated?
Yeah. I think that's also not good. Is that it?
For you not being able to do this very well, I sure am nailing this game.
You really are.
Okay, I'm going to give you one, Rachel.
Okay, you do one.
This comedy drama film from 1995 is about a farm animal.
What is Babe?
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
I feel okay.
I'm getting the swing of things, but I did two, so you have to do two, and that gives me a chance to think of a better one and be better at
all
this
right.
game.
This derogatory term describes one who has lots of luscious late nights with men.
What is slut?
Yeah, baby. Good job. All right, we're getting the hang of this.
This describes a mansion. In Disney World.
A mansion in Disney World. What is Bejeweled?
No. I feel like there could be a lot of ones with this.
What is A Love Story?
No.
What is Girl at Home?
What is Haunted?
Oh, the Haunted Mansion. Yeah. Good job. All right.
Good job, me.
This is a term never used to describe the state of my bedroom.
What is clean?
Yeah. Good job, Rachel.
Okay. This is the lead character of Wizard of Oz.
Who is Dorothea?
Correct.
Okay. An article of clothing often worn to a gown.
An article of clothing worn to a gown.
Yes. Yes.
What's a gown?
A ball gown.
You wear something to a ball gown?
Yeah.
What's a ball gown? A gown is a dress.
Yes.
What is dress? But you mean a ball? Not a ball gown. A ball gown is the dress.
Oh. No. I was thinking of the word gala. I was thinking ball gown. Gala.
No.
Oh, that was
the
stupid.
The dress that you wear. We're kind of bad at this game.
Oh, man. I don't know how good of this we're doing. But
okay. I got another one for you.
Okay.
The train lines D, F, N, or Q will take you to this place.
Cornelia Street?
No. I wonder if that's true, though. But no, incorrect.
I don't think the answer is Welcome to New York.
Here's my clue. The song also has a line about Taylor's birthday.
Oh, Coney Island.
Yes. That's the one.
I'm so good at this game, Rachel.
You're so good at this game.
I think this would be fun if I actually prepare for this. So
yeah,
let's do this again.
Same. Let's do this again. This is a great time.
Let's do this again. Until then, Rachel, I think I am ready to get into my new sheet with you so that we can get into the song.
Yes,
so I'm doing good and I'm on some new shit.
I'm doing good, I'm on some new shit.
So at work the other day, I came up with a cocktail. This was on Friday, December 8th. And the cocktail is delicious, but it's irrelevant. I didn't know what to name this cocktail. So I looked up who has a birthday today on December 8th. And there's a list of world scholars and dignified people. But also, Nicki Minaj has a birthday. So, on December 8th. So, I named this cocktail the Nicki Minaj because I thought that'd be kind of fun. And then that got me thinking, I should probably listen to some Nicki Minaj. Well, she also put out a brand new album. On Friday, December 8th, on her birthday. Okay, so the album is called Pink Friday 2. The album is so fun. There are so many good songs on this album. There are so many featured artists. You've got J. Cole, Lil Wang, Drake.
Wow.
These songs are so good. It was tough for me to narrow it down. Some of my favorites are Pink Birthday. I love Big Difference. I love Fallen For You. It is one of my tops on this album. But the song I'm going to choose to plug for my news this week is the song Cowgirl.
Welcome to the show, yeah, this the rodeo. The bull I ride is not mechanical. Peek under my dress, Marilyn Monroe. I got a cowboy, the boy is gun.
It's so fun. I can't get enough of it. And so I recommend it, Rachel.
That's fun. I feel like I've been slacking on the new music lately. Maybe not. Maybe that's a lie.
I mean, you're up to date with Noah Kahan.
I basically listen to exclusive Christmas music this time of year. So,
yeah.
And you know I stretch my Christmas listening. So, I want to just plug a song that makes me think of you, Sam.
Oh.
For two reasons. One.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
That's not the song.
Mm-mm. Okay, different one.
The song is by The Staves.
Yes.
Which I will always think of you when I think of The Staves.
Love The Staves.
You introduced me to them. You love them. And the song is Home Alone, two.
Yeah.
T-O-O.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've heard that song. Yes. I really love that song. And I have got to thinking about that song and how it really is such a great nostalgic. And it's kind of going into that, the whole conversation we've been having about this time of year and how it brings up nostalgia and makes us think of people that we love. And like, I feel like the season just is filled with that. And that song, man. Are you watching? Such a happy memory of a Christmas with us and our cousins. I think this was 2 years ago already when our sister Emily had the Home Alone Lego house.
Oh my God, that was so fun.
And it was Christmas night.
Yes.
And we were helping to put together her Lego house with the cousins.
It was like so epic.
Grown adult cousins.
Yes.
You and I were like mixing up cocktails. We were watching Home Alone. Yeah.
Yeah. So good song choice.
It's a great one. Put it on. It's homey and cute.
It's homey. It's Aloney. It's Tooey.
Okay. This is enough chit chat. Let's
get
into our magical song, which you chose. So Sam, will you please give us an introduction into the song that we're discussing on this lovely holiday day?
Yes, Rachel, I will. So I chose Christmas Tree Farm.
In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats. And
famously not my favorite song, but I couldn't resist it, Rachel. I'm so sorry that that was the first thing I said after I announced the song.
I'm surprised it's not your favorite song. It's very poppy.
What to say about this song, Rachel? There is not too many Christmas songs that we get from Taylor Swift. Famously, we have the EP that came out like shortly after her debut album. We're talking 2007, where she covered Santa Baby. Cringe. We love that song. She has two original Christmas album. She has two original Christmas songs on that EP back in 2007. And then no other Christmas songs until Christmas Tree Farm. Now, in your opinion, you seem to think back to December and the moment I knew are quote unquote Christmas songs, but those are not true Christmas songs. And, you know, everybody agrees. What is a true Christmas song is Taylor Swift singing about actual Christmas. And that's what we get in A Christmas Tree Farm. Now, I'm just going to say, I don't love this song. And I didn't necessarily want to choose it. It was a last minute decision when it was my turn to choose a song last week to select this song. I just thought I would be doing a disservice by not choosing Christmas Tree Farm. And it's going to be fun, I think, Rachel. But in order for us to have even more amounts of fun with this song, I think we should probably start swinging our cocktails. So
I think we should.
Mm-hmm. I want you to go first, Rachel.
Okay, fine.
Go for it.
Fine. This cocktail needs no introduction. I am bringing us Christmas Tea Farm.
Cute! Sam. This isn't even a Taylor Tea Time episode, but we got a tea
cocktail.
It's not.
But you made a hot toddy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, for 'tis the damn season. I sure did.
I've been thinking about hot bevies. And Taylor Swift herself talks about the cider flowing at the Christmas Tree Farm. And when I think Christmas Tree Farm, I think delicious hot cider. So
yes, same.
What you do – oh, Sam, I wish this was Smell-O-Vision or Smell-O-Pod.
It smells so microphone-y.
It's so good. Okay, so you make this Christmas tea with cranberries and cloves and cinnamon and orange and lemon. You let it steep. And sugar, and that by itself would be amazing delicious. You can make a giant vat of it in a crock pot, share it with everyone in the room, kids up to grandma's. But for anyone who wants to take it up a little notch and let the cider flow, there's some fun things to do with it. So I added in my hot bevy, I added some spiced pear liqueur, which is a brandy. Brandy makes me think of home, which is very Wisconsin. If you don't have a spiced pear, any brandy will do any bourbon would do, gin, whatever your favorite little splash, rum, whatever, would be delicious. But then you top that super hot tea with a spiked cider. And it just gives it this like little bubbles and some cider flowing and a little, all the smells and flavors that you get when you walk on that Christmas tree farm, you feel like you're there with your Christmas tea farm. Cheers.
Cheers. Christmas, clink, cheers. Clink. Rachel, I always associate shopping for a Christmas tree with our family. After Thanksgiving, I associate with hot apple cider. That place we went to outside of Manhattan, Kansas, always had the cider on tap.
Oh, I'm picturing that same place, Sam.
Oh my God, it was my favorite. And I prefer it over hot chocolate any day.
Any day.
And yeah.
So totally.
The one thing I wasn't doing when I was a little kid was spiking that hot apple cider. Not.
We were missing
out. I wonder if mom and dad were. I wouldn't be too surprised. That sounds delish. Cheers.
Cheers. Okay. You've been talking up your cocktail. You told me that you've had a cocktail in mind for a very long time. What are you excited to bring?
I'm going to pull what I've actually made into the frame. Now, I know, Swiggies, you can't see, but I really want Rachel to see what I've come up with here.
I love that presentation.
It is a good presentation. And oh my God, that just almost spilled.
All over your computer?
All over the computer. This is I have a platter with quote unquote snow shavings. It's coconut.
Coconut.
Spoiler alert. There's some cranberries and there's a little pine branch on there. And it's this beautiful cocktail, Rachel, is a icy blue cocktail. It is a very ridiculous cocktail. I'm going to give credit to a couple people here for coming up with this drink, but I put my own flair on it. So this cocktail was sent to me through Instagram by a friend. And, you know, as friends do, they send me Taylor Swift content and cocktail content. Most of the time I just roll my eyes because I've already seen that Taylor Swift news. And a lot of times the cocktails on Instagram are very showy. And that's not always my style. But so when this cocktail was shared with me, I rolled my eyes and I said, oh, thanks for sharing. But I thought to myself, that's very basic. I would never make that.
You're so
well, I
rude.
Made it because it so fits for this song. Because it is an ice cream cocktail and it is blue. So I'm calling it icy and blue. The original recipe was from somebody called Healthy Little Peach on Instagram. And I gotta say, they have curated a very aesthetically pleasing Instagram account. But they use Empress Gin. So Empress Gin then on their Instagram account reposted this recently. But this is, so you can follow those links and see what the original recipe is. But this is my recipe, Rachel. I didn't use Empress Gin. I basically made my own Empress Gin. So I infused white clear gin with butterfly pea flowers, and that gave it the blue color. So I've got my homemade Empress gin, my butterfly pea flower gin, with a healthy scoop of vanilla ice cream. And then just for, you know, added blue assurance, I added some blue curacao.
Okay.
And instead of like lemon juice or lime juice, I wanted a bit of a tang, but I didn't want strong acidity to turn that blue purple. So I added pineapple juice, which is actually in the original recipe. However, I used way less pineapple juice than what they called for. Now, because we're singing about Christmas Tree Farm, you know I made a spruce syrup, Rachel.
Yes.
So I added some spruce syrup into here. So what we are left with is a frothy, ice creamy, blue, and piney cocktail. And it's pretty luscious. I have rimmed the glass with coconut to represent the snow, of course. And that's my cocktail.
I love that you made a cocktail that you don't really think you're going to like for a song that you don't super like that just that feels appropriate, Sam.
Yeah, like totes of props. You know what I'm saying?
Tis this damn season. Fine, I'll pull out my blender. Fine, I'll make an ice cream drink. Not my favorite.
It's definitely not my style,
favorite song.
I'm definitely gonna finish that cocktail. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent. Of course you are. Delish.
Okay, I've got coconut all over the joint.
Yep, that's gonna be fun.
Let's get into it, Rachel. So, let's talk about the spirit of the song. Now, I wrote no notes for this. So, I feel like the song is pretty simple. Maybe one of the simplest songs we've ever discussed. But the spirit of the song is Taylor singing about, you know, the song starts off with her talking about the stresses of Christmas. Shout out to my band, Sam Francis Cole. We are a family band, my cousins and I, and we wrote a song called The Stresses of Christmas. If you know, you know.
Which you are going to insert a clip.
I don't know if I have the ability to insert that clip, but I will find a way.
The stresses of Christmas, oh, they are a pain.
They are a pain.
They never cease to
drive me insane.
Wow, yeah.
She's singing about the stresses of Christmas, and then all she's saying is, like, she would rather just pay attention to what's in her heart. And what is in her heart is the nostalgic memories of growing up on a Christmas tree farm, which is true. Taylor Swift grew up on a farm, quote unquote, in Pennsylvania. Now, when we say farm, we picture animals and pastures. I don't think there was any animals on this farm. I guess I don't know for a fact. But what there were many Christmas trees. And it's a kind of like a family song for Taylor Swift to sing about. I feel like this would be a song that my cousins and I would actually write.
You're taking my words right from my mouth. Because I was totally going to give a shout out to Ranky Cousins. Every year, Sam and our cousin Fran, who has been on our podcast, and our cousin Cole, who should be on our podcast, maybe we can rope him in, put together a performance for our family. This has been going on since
1999. Christmas 99.
But there was not an original song that year. I believe starting in 2000,
they began
at Christmas time when we would come together recording a song, an original.
We write a song and we don't record it, but we write it and we perform it to the family. And it's usually like family oriented Christmas songs that like maybe contain inside jokes about our family. But that is what Taylor's got for us.
And I think what's funny, like you pull it out of nowhere. And often it's just like whatever is like going on in your mind. Maybe the three of you think about your Christmas song all year long. But this song was written like in a couple of days, produced, and put out there in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And it was just like Taylor had an idea, 'tis the damn season. She acted on it. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why I think I just love this song so much, because it's just a beautiful act of creation that was just shared. And in a moment of delight, like she knows it's cheesy. She knows it's ridiculous. But all Christmas songs are. Like, it didn't have to be the very best. It just had to be delightful. And I think it is. I think it's really catchy. You get in the right moment. I'm not usually in the right moment for this song. But today, I was driving around. I was doing some Christmas shopping. I was in the spirit. And damn, if that song didn't hit different. It was, I was going to say. Well, anyway,
did it make you throw up on the street, Rachel?
No, it certainly did not.
Then threw up on the street.
Okay, this cocktail might, for me.
This time, it hit different in a good way. So, and I think that's the spirit. I mean, that's the spirit of Christmas sometimes. Like, sometimes you just need something that is absolutely ridiculous and does take you away from stresses of Christmas.
Yes, indeed. We're not going to get into it, Rachel, that song. But yes, indeed. And I just want to point out, we talk about the spirit of the song. Every song, we break down the spirit of the song because there's spirits in the cocktails that we drink. But also the word spirit is very much used this time of year. you think about the holiday spirit, the Christmas spirit. And that basically just means the feeling and the excitement that you get from this time of year. So it's fun to get talk about the spirit of a Christmas song. And that's all I want to say about the spirit of the song, Rachel. I would love to get into the musical mixology because there are some things to talk about with the musical mixology.
Yes.
Now, the original version of this song is a little bit poppy overall. Now, the most important thing to mention is the intro to this song is this really orchestrated, slow, kind of swooning, almost jazzy introduction.
My winter nights are taken up by static.
It's just very like moody, and what's so interesting is there are some really, I think Taylor calls them expensive chords that are used. Now, I'm going to go back to talking about our cousins, Francis and Cole, because they are such music theorists. Their brains are so musically smart. And I reached out to them and I said, what is Taylor Swift doing with that first introduction with the chords? Because there's some like minor keys and there's like a key change. I don't know if that's what you really call it. There's different time signatures. It's a very non-traditional way to start a song. And they informed me that the song is in fact in the key of A minor. But what's so interesting is when she sings that word static, she goes down, and that is called a G sharp diminished chord is what she does there. It's a very unpredictable thing. And it's a little advanced.
I feel like this is a time to bring up that we have two versions of this song.
Yes. Yes.
And I have a favorite, but I'm curious what you think, because I think there's a lot of like division. So we've got the original, which like you said, does have this, still has the strings and the swelling, but then it goes more into like some jingle bells and some just like really poppy sounds.
Beats and sounds. Yes. And that's the rest of the song. Like you get the intro out of the way and then it's just poppy and jingle belly for the rest of the song. Yes.
And you would be there too.
Old-timey version, which just already has such a cute title, gives a big band music.
Yes.
And there's like trumpets, and it is very jazzy throughout the whole song.
Jazz with a capital J and many Z's. It is so jazzy, and you get so much more instrumentation, and it's less corny. Do you know what I mean? Like, it sounds more rich and authentic of a Christmas song. It seems more timeless.
Totally. Like, I see Taylor wearing, like, a slinky red dress and one of those old...
What does slinky mean?
Like, sequiny and, like, form-fitting and,
You know, like Jessica Rabbit.
Yes. Like, 1920s-ish. Yes. Like, microphone in hand. Mm. Like, and the big band behind her. Like, singing these, like, swoony songs.
Yes.
I love that version.
And you would be there, too. Under the mistletoe. Watching the fire glow. Telling me.
I mean, the old-timey version is making me want Taylor Swift 11 to be a jazz album.
Yes,
I feel like it would
be
so great. Now, I know that she is vocalized, how she feels like she is forced to reintroduce herself every time. I'm not telling you, Taylor, that you have to do that. But if you so choose to reinvent yourself one more time, I say go down the jazz route. Because what you did with the old-timey version is... And it sounds like it is yours too, the preferred version of this song. So I definitely recommend you listen to both versions of it, but just understand that the old-timey version is just classy, and I really like that version a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Rach. Do you want to get into the lyrics?
I do. Let's just do it.
All right.
I'm going to enjoy seeing coconut falling from your mouth throughout this.
Last week it was the frosting.
Yeah.
This week it's the coconut.
You're making some really messy cocktails. Mm-hmm. All right. We begin with the swell-seeing, if you will, of a string instruments. Taylor is in current time, and she's about to take us out. So my winter nights are taken up by static. Which, okay, I was like, I mean, I was trying not to overthink these lyrics, but sometimes I'm just like, ooh, that's really good, okay? She can't help herself but write a really good lyric, even when it's a cheesy Christmas song. Static is white noise. So I think it's really interesting that she used that word static. It does rhyme with magic, and just saying noise.
And traffic,
yes. But it's a great word in and of itself because static is noise, so it's loud and obnoxious, but it doesn't have any meaning, right? There's just nothing artistic about it or interesting. It's just white noise. And that's what she's saying is like right now, like there's noise, there's whatever, but there's no meaning and thoughtfulness there. There's no magic. There's no
With the exception, goodness. I'm assuming, of December 13th, where she makes an effort to party with her friends, and that is not static on a December 13th night.
I'm sure it's not. Yeah. But I think that really is like the whole epitome of Christmas. A lot is that it can like get bogged down by noise if we're not careful. If we don't allow ourselves to step away, step into that Christmas tree farm feeling. So
yeah,
let's find out what that is. So. Stress and holiday shopping traffic. That is such a real thing when you live in a big city. Whew!
So stressful.
But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else. Just like magic. You mentioned the music video. I super, super love the video. The music video to this.
Yeah, it makes me... It's one of those moments I've had growing up where I... I'm reminded that our parents didn't have a camcorder.
Totally.
And I wish so badly that we did. What we get in the music video is just footage of Taylor Swift's family in the late 80s and early 90s on this Christmas tree farm. Like actual footage from their home videos. And it's just a nice glimpse into that family, which, my God, that family is so quintessentially perfect American. And well, I just get sad that we don't have that.
First, it starts, like, in this moment, it's like you see her in a car, which you know she's in a car all the time. Like, that's all she can ever be in is a car. She's not walking
on a street. She's oftentimes drunk in the back of a car, too.
Very true. After going to a bar.
Yes, after throwing up in the street.
Like, so that's just like you can see her and she closes her eyes in this, like, video. It's just really cool. And then it goes into this like really sweet moment. I got so teary-eyed. I was thinking the same thing, Sam. Like, first of all, I want to make sure I'm getting more video of my kids and my family. I say that all the time. But just something about video that is just so unfiltered. And I think that's what I love about this. Like, I got so teary-eyed seeing this person who we've held up to be person of the year in more ways than one as – just a child of a family, a child that celebrates Christmas. And
she was such a cute little kid too.
So cute, so sweet. I loved it.
I love the clip when she's given a guitar for either her birthday or Christmas. And she opens it up and she's probably like 7 or 8. And she goes, I am so happy. It's just so sweet. And good thing somebody gave her that guitar.
Oh, I know, right?
So that's the first verse, and now she's, you know, imagining, you know, this is where she goes to escape all those stresses. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights. I could just move on.
It's cute. I mean, she talks a lot. Like, I think this is an important moment to notice, like maybe probably talked about it last week in The Moment I Knew. But she's also talked about it in Lover. Like that, like Christmas lights connect to a moment in time for her. And that will always be her birthday. Like, Christmas lights are always sparkling during her birthday. And so I think Christmas lights probably have a strong meaning to her, like these sparkling lights, as they do to a lot of us, right?
It's so funny, as like the last two times we've talked about a song revolving around her birthday, you've turned it into a Christmas song. Uh-huh. And now we have a legitimate Christmas song that you're turning into a birthday song.
I totally am. This is true.
So she's picturing, like, in her heart is where, like, she goes to escape. And in her heart is this Christmas tree farm. They're dancing under sparkling lights. They're bundled up in their mittens and coats. And the cider would flow.
It's cheers. It's flowing.
That makes me think of Rosé flowing with our chosen family.
Ooh, yeah.
Rosé flowing with your chosen family.
And the cider would flow, and I just want to be there tonight. She's dissociating. That's what Taylor is doing, is she's like removing herself from her current life and just trying to picture these nostalgic memories. I do this too, Rachel. Like, I admit, the magic of Christmas slowly gets lost every year I get a little bit older, but I love to go back on my memories as a little kid and think about how magical that felt. And I long to be in that place again. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven.
I have a question. I was confused. What is the verse and what is the chorus?
Well, Genius breaks it down.
It doesn't even matter. I know. I didn't understand the way that Genius broke it down.
Yeah, it's a little interesting. So we just talked about the verse. This is considered the pre-chorus.
Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven.
Mistakes are forgiven. Interesting. And everything is icy and blue. Cheers. Mm-hmm. And you would be there too. So that's considered the pre-chorus. And I feel like this is where she's like, this song is partly a love song, but it's not about being a love song. Like, the love is like how she wants to be feeling. Like, the love is the old nostalgic memories of being a little kid on our Christmas tree farm. But she's choosing that memory, and she wants to bring her boo thing with her there. Like, and you would be there too. Like, I'm picturing this thing for myself because I need to escape the stress. But if I'm going to go so far as to, like, go back in time in my memories, I would also choose for you to be there.
Well, and later it almost seems like he's the one that helps her get there. Like, maybe. She says that, being in your arms takes me back to that farm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but, like, it's this line, mistakes are forgiven. That is so random. What?
Yeah, because I mean, I think suddenly it goes back to the whole, like, the concept of, things are stressful, and she wants to escape that. So, you know, traffic is stressful. Static is annoying. I'm just going to close my eyes. Like, I'm going to go to a place where mistakes are forgiven. Like, nothing is problematic in this imaginary wonderland of a memory.
Yeah. I'm thinking too much about it.
You might be.
What mistake did Joe make in 2019?
How much time do you got, Rachel?
Right? Like, I mean... I don't know. I'm curious. Now that we know
that,
like,
the relationship. No, I legitimately thought about that too. And I was like, you know, I don't think Rachel's going to want to get that deep. So I'm just going to not even bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I immediately think of it because she then says icy and blue.
Because I know.
Blue is not a typical Christmas color, especially as, like, she's really painting green and red and so many other things, like holly and ribbon and Christmas trees and whatever. Like, I'm picturing green
but
and
blue
red.
Blue is associated with the icy quality to it. And she's using icy and blue to describe what she wants to picture, like, not in a cold, mean, sad way.
I know that's what she wants. And also, we know that she's used blue to describe her current lover. So I think that's why I'm making an immediate, like, connection to Joe. She was in the middle of a relationship with him then. Who knows at what state it was. But I think we can assume that maybe it was decent. But I just, like, get that vibe. Like, maybe this was written after a fight or whatever. Like,
maybe.
It's her birthday. I feel like December with him, like, was probably a little bit up and down because she likes to be bejeweled, especially on her birthday. But if she couldn't be because of his feelings, I don't know. I know I'm going deep. Just thinking, just curious.
I want to point out that this song came out December 5th, 2019. Her birthday that year, 8 days later, was when she performed at the Jingle Ball, I'm pretty sure. Mm. And that was a fun celebration for Taylor. We were in the Lover era. She was performing her Lover songs. I think she even performed Christmas Tree Farm. And so she was certainly bejeweled on this birthday.
But I mean, like, was she happy about that? Like, did she want him there? Was he not wanting to be there? This is where my mind goes now. And I don't, that's probably unfair, but she's painted this picture of someone now through her music and in her interview that wasn't really supportive of her outside of the home life. And so,
But remember, the whole point of the song is she wants to be at the Christmas Tree Farm. She's describing it as icy and blue. That's a positive thing in this case, you know?
Yeah.
She wants to picture snowy and icy, like how she maybe pictured it, you know, way back when. Icy and blue is a very good thing. I don't think there needs to be any deeper context about her not being supported by Joe Allman in this song.
Or she's saying, mistakes are forgiven, I forgive you, and yes, you would be there too. I'm not trying to escape. I want you there too.
Totally. Yeah. She definitely
Maybe
wants him there.
It. And okay, this is so what's where are they?
At the Christmas Tree Farm.
No, I know. But I was just leading us into, where are they? Under the mistletoe.
Under the mistletoe.
You know, if it weren't for that line, I would actually say this song is meant to be sung to one of her parents or both of her parents. But then that line comes in and it totally ruins it for me. But like, I feel like when she later on says, just being in your arms takes me back to that little farm. If she was in Joe Allman's arms, that wouldn't, it's weird that she associates being with him to her childhood memories. I feel like if she was in the arms of her mom or her dad, then that would definitely take her back to that farm. But I think what she's saying is, like, you know, the warmth and comfort she feels with her boy is akin to that warmth and comfort that she felt at the Christmas Tree Farm when she was a little kid. So
yes, I think that's it. Especially because as we go down, she says that, you remind me of home.
Yeah.
And she's sung that many times before, that he is home to her.
Mm-hmm.
And we've said that before.
Totally.
And so, like, I think you're right. Like, home is that, but it's also comfort. It's like both and.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you're with someone you love, you want to bring them into those memories with you, right?
Yeah.
So that is the end of that chorus? I'm so confused by that being a chorus. I want that to be a verse. I want In My Heart as a Christmas Tree Farm to be the verse.
I want that to be the chorus.
It's labeled as a verse.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that part. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm. There's a light in the barn.
Okay, no, I want to say something here.
It's a little more versey.
Is it?
Yeah.
So there's a cute story that was done by Vogue about her going back to the original Christmas Tree Farm where she lived, the house. And like, not, it was totally a surprise, by surprise. I guess she was in town for a wedding and they just drove the car up to the farm and the people that own it were there. And she was like, hi. She like gets out of the car and she's like, hi, I used to live here. And he's like, I know. And then I guess, like, and they're older, so, like, they have granddaughters who are old enough to be Taylor Swift fans, okay? So, and apparently the granddaughters were out skiing, and so she, like, or, like, on a ski trip. And she went into the bedroom and was like, hey, girls, I'm in your bedroom. I just wish you were here. But it's nice to see you.
That is so weird. Imagine.
I know.
Imagine. No. Your bedroom is Taylor Swift's old bedroom. Just imagine.
Right.
Oh, the bedroom where she wrote those songs. Whoa. I mean, I know she wrote a lot of her songs in her Nashville bedroom, too.
Right. But
crazy.
Anyway, and I guess, like, the lady said, like, I didn't know until the pizza guy told me that you lived here.
Oh, my God. The pizza guy? Was it Little Nero's?
Yeah. He's got a pizza.
Little Nero's.
Anyway, that's just a really cute story. And she was, like, really, really pleased at how just, like, humble and normal and not freak out they were. Mm-hmm. And she said at the end of the article, like, my faith in humanity is restored. Like, it was like exactly what she wanted. Like, she just wanted to be a human being that goes back to her old house and not be like Taylor Swift person of the year.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so we are Christmas Tree Farm. There's a light in the barn. It's adorable. You can see it in the video. We run inside out from the cold. That part kind of inside out, inside out from the cold, I guess is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's phrased a little strange. We'd run inside out from the – or maybe, you know, she's using inside out to describe what it's like to run around. You just feel like you're inside out. We'd run inside out from the cold. No. That doesn't make sense.
Nope.
It's a bizarre string of phrases there. We'd run inside out from the cold. In the town, kids are dreaming of sleighs. So cheesy. And they're warm and they're safe. God bless them. They'd wake to see a blanket of snow. Gotta love that. And then
it's delightful. It's very Christmassy. It's very
Christmassy. Delightful. I just love how she's still like picturing, you know, such a happy place in her heart. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon. Mistakes are forgiven.
Yeah, I guess this is the chorus because it's
Joe, what did you do?
I'm still thrown by Icy and Blue. Like, that just, it doesn't go here.
Not at all, Rachel. Like, I love Icy and Blue because, like, when I picture Winter Wonderland, I picture Icy and Blue. When I picture ice skating, I'm picturing Icy and Blue. Mm. When I'm picturing, like, cold winter memories, it's Icy and Blue. You know? Like, it's not, doesn't always have to be, and everything is sunshine and rainbows. Like,
I don't want it to be sunshine and rainbows, but I want it to be like.
But Icy and Blue is a very beautiful description of the beauty of winter.
Okay.
And that, you know, I'll Christmas Tree Farm, it is an outside natural landscape, this Christmas Tree Farm.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
What, we get the same pre-chorus? We get the same chorus? Mm-hmm. Telling me I love you. Yeah. Okay, so bridge. Rachel, where do we rank this on our Begging Bridge list?
Mm-hmm. Well, we get Home Alone right here. So it's got to be a great one.
She does. She rhymes she home with alone.
A little nod to our Home Alone fans here. When I'm feeling alone, you remind me of home. And that's a really important line. I really like that.
Yes.
That line, that connection. Like, it's just very, I'll be home for Christmas-y, you know?
So she's singing to you. Is she singing to Joe? Is that what we're assuming, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be any lover.
This is a very easy song to be generic to anyone.
Would you sing this at church, Rachel? You're going to sing Back to December, I think, at your church service.
Yes.
And then I think you could sing this
too. Be standing up on the altar. Baby, baby, Merry Christmas.
And the
baby Jesus,
people in the pews.
Merry Christmas. Baby Jesus, Merry Christmas.
Singing Amen. Ooh,
honestly, this is not too far off from what some mega churches might do. So,
totally true.
You heard it here first.
Do we get any lyric changes? Like, well, the song ends with "Oh, baby, Barry, maybe Merry Christmas." Oh, baby, baby, Merry Christmas.
No.
Darling, she throws a darling in there. There's some backing vocals. I just want you to know, where every wish comes true.
Yeah.
Wait, the lyrics I'm looking at, it ends with "I love you." Is that?
Yeah, mine too.
How does she say "I love you"?
Probably.
Is that what that is?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You asked me how I rate this. Is it a banging bridge? It's pretty good. For a Christmas song, I'd say.
Yeah, I would imagine if she opened this at the Eras Tour, she opened with, and she's like, are you guys ready for the first bridge of the evening?
I have to say, and I was super disappointed that this did not.
And I'm feeling alone, you remind me of home, and the crowd goes wild.
She really had a great opportunity to use this as a surprise song, especially since she wasn't announcing Rep. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed. Yeah. This would have been a great one post-Thanksgiving.
I think if she was performing the Eras Tour, in December, like much closer to Christmas, this would have made sense.
You have such a hard time with Christmassy things happening so close to Thanksgiving. I can tell.
No. If you're putting that, I never would ever say that. I love anything, Christmas around
Thanksgiving. If anything happens between Thanksgiving and New Year's, it's Christmas. Okay.
Well.
Yes.
No. I think if she were to, what I'm saying is if she were to perform the Eras Tour on Christmas Eve night, then guaranteed this would be a surprise song.
What about November? What about the Saturday after Thanksgiving? That's Christmas season.
I think she was still very much in her 1989 Taylor's Version era in that moment.
I'm disappointed. And so
that needed to take the spotlight. But if it was a Christmas Eve performance, guaranteed, she'd be singing this and Santa Baby. You know it's true.
I don't want Santa Baby. I'm just putting it out
there. You know it's true.
Yeah, so we did pretty well with no notes there, Sam. That is Christmas tree farm.
Did we cover everything?
I mean, if you guys have
like some thoughts and some deeper fathomings than Rachel and I have actually come up with, I would love to hear them. If you're listening on Spotify, you can comment or you can send us an email or you can, you know, find us in person at the Christmas Tree Farm where I love you. So let me know your thoughts.
Indeed. Well, Sam, I feel like I could close my eyes and just like magic, we would be on our Wisconsin farm. And you would be there too. Except wait, it's true. Because the day after this episode airs, you and I will be together.
Yes.
On our own little Christmas tree farm in Wisconsin.
Fun fact, we actually live across the street. Or our parents do. From a legitimate Christmas tree farm.
Wait, is it a Christmas tree farm? I mean, it's a tree farm, and it'll be Christmas.
Well, they're pine trees. So
it's Christmas tree farm. There we go.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's fun.
So, you know, it's Christmas, and I'm wondering, Sam, like, what comes after Christmas, and, like, what song are you going to pick for us to do next?
Well.
Wait. I was about to let you pick the next song, except it's my turn.
It's your turn. It's your turn. No, okay. I know that. Do you want me to, like, lead you into it?
No, I just led myself into that without realizing I was leading myself into that. I was trying to lead you into it, and actually, it's me. I get to pick whatever I want. Sam, we are going to talk about the next great holiday. New Year's Day.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if for Christmas we got New Year's Day Taylor's version before we had to put the episode out? I don't think that's happening, but.
I mean, fingers crossed that we do, but I'm still not ready for it. But hey, bring it on. Rachel, I kind of saw that coming. New Year's Day.
It was a softball.
Is a staple in the Taylor Swift fandom. What a profoundly beautiful song. I can't wait, Rachel. Good choice. And that will be coming out a couple days shy of New Year's Day. So y'all can listen to it on New Year's Day proper.
Yeah.
And cry, just like us. I think we'll get a little more deep into that song than we did today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got lots of feels about that song.
Oh, yeah. Now, Swiggies, while you're under the mistletoe watching the fire glow, won't you make every wish of ours come true by telling us you love us, by leaving us a review over on Apple Music. Now, we know the majority of our listeners are listening to us on Apple Podcasts, so I know you'll have the capability to rate and review us. Please just write us a review, leave us 5 stars. We would love to see it. It really helps us out. It helps our podcast grow, and we would love to give you a shout out on air. If you're listening to us on Spotify, be sure to subscribe. And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Swift and Swix Podcast, where we will be posting all of the fun cocktail content. You can email us at swiftandswixpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow along on our playlist over on Spotify. The playlist is called Every Song Featured on Swift and Swigs with Sips Podcast. And that's where we're going to be posting every single song we've discussed in chronological order last but not least, have a very merry holiday season. I hope that you are with somebody that makes you feel icy and blue.
in a really good sort of way.
But in a good, beautiful way. Mm-hmm. Pour yourself a delicious cocktail, you guys. I hope that we have inspired you this holiday season to come up with some cocktails for your friends and family around the Christmas tree, around the menorah, in church, at your school. Wait, no, don't be drinking cocktails at school. Never mind about that. Point is, we just hope that you have such a delightful time with people that you love. Rachel and I will absolutely be celebrating together with people that we love, which is our family. And yeah, thanks so much for listening to us. And
baby, baby, Merry Swiftmas.
Merry Swiftmas. Happy birthday, Taylor. And yes, clink, clink to that, Rach.
Clink, clink.